This evening, we are blessed with the presence of our beloved Shinto David. Shinto is presently studying at St. Tikhon's Orthodox Theological Seminary and is in his final year. And his home parish is St. Gregorius Orthodox Church of Detroit. At this time, we invite Shinto to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Let us bow our heads. Barakmore, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowment of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one true God, forever and ever. Amen. Dearly beloved in Christ, as we have started this journey as a church towards crucifixion and resurrection, I wanted to focus on the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4, verse 17. It reads, "From that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.'" From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." With our knowledge and intelligence, we cannot measure the depth of God's love for us or comprehend its essence. For God has loved us even to death, the death on the cross. The Holy Gospel says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Love was the main reason why God sent his only begotten Son into our world. When the Lord Jesus publicly began his divine mission in the flesh by announcing his heavenly message, the gospel of repentance, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The time has come, and the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." The Apostle Peter also told those who were troubled in their hearts, after hearing his sermon on the 50th day, and asked him and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." This message of redemption brought by Christ is to prepare men, to prepare us for eternal life by true repentance and true faith in Christ by accepting him as the Savior of the world. And yes, God knows that we are weak humans, always prone to enter into hard temptations, but eventually fall into the pit of sins so long as we are in this human body. But yet, since we have been baptized in our Lord's holy name, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us, God has prepared for us a way of repentance in order to return to him after we confess our sins and are sorry for the trespasses which we have committed. Sin is a horrible thing indeed, and leads to eternal death. Apostle James said, "And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And when sin overtakes us, we become overwhelmed with anxiety and guilt. In fear, we accept severe punishment as a consequence for what we have committed. But thanks be to God for sending his only Son, who became an atonement for us by his death on the cross, ending sin by his resurrection from among the dead. From doing that, he has reconciled us with his heavenly Father, who wants us to be at peace with heaven in order to be worthy to inherit the kingdom of God. Repentance is returning to God and obedience to His divine laws. What saved Peter was his repentance. He repented with bitter tears for betraying his Lord. We should not be satisfied with simply doing so, but we should also follow the prodigal son who said, "I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.'" Sure enough, the prodigal son, wearing his worn-out clothes and with his many sins, went to his father, and he found him patiently waiting for his return. So the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For his son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found now." All this signifies God's love for the sinner and his hope for him to return safely to his home. People have asked me, wouldn't it be more sacrificial for someone to give up foods that they really loved, such as candy, pop, rather than meat, which they have not cared for that much anyway? And the purpose of fasting is not giving up things, nor to do something sacrificial. The purpose of fasting is to learn discipline, to gain control of things that are indeed within our control, but that we so often allow to control us. In our culture especially, food dominates the lives of many people. We fast in order to gain control, to discipline our lives, to gain control of those things that we have allowed to get out of control. Giving up candy or any other things, unless one is controlled by candy, is not fasting. It is giving up candy, or it is done with the idea that we fast in order to suffer. But we do not fast in order to suffer. We fast in order to get a grip on our lives and to regain control of those things that have gotten out of control. As we sing during this first week of Great Lent, while fasting from food, let us also fast from our passions. In order for us to safely return home to our Father in heaven, like the prodigal sons, we need to control the things which are controlling us. May it be food, lust, passion, or anything. During this journey, let us control those things that keep us away from our Heavenly Father and use that time to pray. I pray that may God accept our repentance, our fasting, our prayers and offerings, and prepare us to celebrate His glorious resurrection with spiritual joy and happiness. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ to be glory, thanks, blessings for His living words to us, unto His Father who sent Him for our salvation, and to His living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always, forever and ever. Amen.